And in the fireplace, would you name the different parts of the fireplace and how you'd start a fire?
Oh. Well, of course, we had the andirons. And we'd start a fire with the kindling and coal oil. Unless we had some fine pine kindling that would burn with just striking a match. And you get the kindling started.
Excuse me, what would you call that pine?
It's just pure pine. It's the heart of the pine. And they would, people out in the country that had pine wood would, in the fall, would bring it around in wagons, selling it so much a bunch, you see. And if you got any good pine kindling, you were all set. But then, if you ran out of that good kindling, you had to cut you some kindling out of.
I see. Is there a difference between kindling and light wood and fat pine? And I've heard fat pine kindling.
Well, now kindling is really what you start the fire with. I think all of them would call kindling, be called kindling. But there's different kinds. Some you just split up old planks and things like that and make kindling. And others you buy it, they sell.
And the fat pine is?
I don't know what the fat pine, unless it's that heart, like I was talking, the heart.
Would you ever, did people ever use that heart for a torch?
Now, I don't know. That is a little for my time. I never have.
And by the way, before electric, I think you said you had
lamps
like that. You had to worry about cleaning the
chimneys
and that. And you burned
coal oil.
And back to the fireplace. To keep a fire going all day, what would you put in?
We'd have a big, what they call a back log. And you'd put a big log in the back, and then you'd put smaller logs in front. And then as the kindling burned and the other caught, it wasn't in trouble. You just add more wood to it.
Mm-hmm. Did you keep those back logs in the wood house? Were they so big?
As well as I remember, we did.
How big does a back log have to be?
They'd be pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
It'd take a man to put them.
I see.
And then we'd have wood boxes, you see, that we kept in the house. We'd have the stove wood box and the wood box. And you'd fill that wood box up, and that was our jobs, of course, to keep the wood boxes filled.
I see.
But of course, Papa and Frank would get the biggest, get those big old backlogs.
Backlogs. And the place
that iron thing that goes across, I've forgotten what that was called. It held the thing up. And then, you know how a chimney's made, it's not just straight up. You go up so far and then you go in so that when it rains, it wouldn't rain down the chimney.
Down. Mm-hmm. And above the fireplace where you have that very handsome gold bowl, what do you call that?
Oh, that's a mantle.
Is it just a mantle?
Yeah, this is a mantle.
Mm-hmm.
I made those pictures. They're ceramics.
Did you?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I worked hard on those things.
Very, very handsome. Yes, well, you can be proud of those. Did you study ceramics?
2 weeks I had Bob and I were coming home from Sardis one night, and there was a bunch of little teenagers